This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 61, SEO for total beginners. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. Actually, I'm not even grumpy today. So look, today's topic is going to be SEO for total beginners. Okay, SEO for total beginners. Now, I'm not grumpy about doing this episode. In fact, I think this is going to be a neat episode. I am grumpy about the fact that it's very difficult for someone who wants to learn SEO if they're a total beginner. The majority of Grumpy SEO Guy podcast episodes are aimed at beginners to intermediates, mostly intermediate. And I would say, generally speaking, the people who have been following the podcast from the beginning are probably in the intermediate level of SEO knowledge because we cut through the nonsense that most people take too much time to focus on before they realize 6 or 12 months later, maybe, that it doesn't even work. So anyway, this episode is aimed at total beginners. Now, I'm doing this episode for a couple of reasons. Reason number one, it's very difficult for somebody who is a complete beginner to get good information, okay? And I see a lot of people asking questions on Reddit, for example, and they say, I'm a total beginner, how can I learn SEO? Well, guess what? I am going to tell you to listen to this episode. This episode is made for you. And the number two reason I'm making this episode is because it's going to be a good review for everybody, I think. Okay, so SEO for total beginners. Before I actually get started, though, I want to say, once again, thank you to all of my Patreon subscribers. You are really, really helping me produce this podcast. It takes a lot of time and a lot of money to make this podcast, and I'm very appreciative of everybody who contributes. If you'd like to subscribe, you can go to patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. Okay, let's get started. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. SEO for total beginners. Now, this episode is going to be addressing people who know literally nothing about SEO. Maybe they've heard of the term SEO and they might know that it means search engine optimization. But if that's what you know, you are the perfect person to be listening to this because we're going to start at the absolute beginning. Okay, here we go. What is SEO? SEO stands for search engine optimization. Okay, cool. Search engine optimization, what is that? Search engine optimization is what you do to get websites to rank at the top of the search engine results for specific keywords. Okay, cool. What are keywords? Keywords are anything that you type into a search engine that you're searching for. So for example, if you're looking for refrigerator repair, I literally just made that up, okay? What would you do? You would probably go to a search engine and you would type in refrigerator repair, right? And you'd get a bunch of results. Okay, cool. That makes sense. The ones at the top are going to get more visitors. That's basically the purpose of search engine optimization. Okay, what are keywords? Keywords are anything that you type in to a search engine that you're searching for. Okay, so like if you go to Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever search engine you use, there's others, whatever you are typing in, those are referred to as keywords. Okay, now if you're just searching for something, you don't need to know that. But if you're doing SEO, you need to know what the keywords are because SEO is a method for getting websites to rank higher in the search results when people search for those keywords. Okay, why is that important though? Like, who cares? Okay, let's say that you are a computer repair person, and I'm just using this as an example, okay? So you have a computer repair business and you have a webpage where you advertise your computer repair services, okay? You might want to rank for the keywords computer repair. Just those would be your keywords. for example, okay? Because when you make your brand new website, it's not going to rank for those terms, okay? So you would need to do SEO to your website so that you rank for terms or keywords like computer repair, and then you would get visitors and potentially you would get customers. Does that make sense? Let me give you another example. There's keywords that are always used whenever people are talking generically in SEO, and those keywords are blue widgets, okay? Blue widgets aren't a real thing, but you will likely hear or see this if you research SEO at all. Blue widgets are not a real thing. It's just two words that are used as hypothetical keywords, okay? Let's say you have a store online that sells blue widgets, okay? So you'd probably want to rank for the keywords blue widgets, right? Does that make sense? If you have a website that sells blue widgets, but you do not rank for the keywords blue widgets, and rank just means appear at the top of the search engine results. And if you don't rank, you're probably not going to get any traffic. Traffic means visitors to your website. You're probably not going to get any traffic and you're probably not going to sell anything. But if you do rank for the keywords blue widgets, you will probably get visitors to your site and those visitors might buy something, okay? Does the purpose of SEO make sense? When you rank for keywords, you get more visitors to your website. When you get more visitors to your website, you potentially get more buyers, okay? And when you get more buyers, you potentially make more money, okay? That's usually the purpose of SEO, but that's good for our discussion now. Okay, now that we've talked about what SEO is, remember SEO, search engine optimization, is the process for getting websites to the top of the search engines for specific keywords, okay? Keyword selection is a whole other topic, okay? You have to pick the right keywords. It's a big part of the strategy, but we're not going to talk about it now because it doesn't matter for the purpose of this episode. We're going to talk about how. We're going to talk about how to get websites to the top of the search engines from the perspective of a beginner, okay? This is what you need to know if you are just starting your SEO journey. There are technically... It's either 100 or 200. I think it's 200. I'm going to say 200, but that might not be right. But I think technically there are like over 200 things. There are over 200 ranking factors that are considered by some search engines, okay? This means there are 200 things that they look at. There are 200 factors that are accounted for and computed when they are determining which websites to rank at the top of the search engines, okay? That sounds like a lot. If you're just starting, don't worry. You don't have to know 200 things. You only really need to concentrate on four. And I'm going to tell you what those four are, but I have a whole other episode that goes into great detail about these, okay? That's episode 51. If you want to learn more, if you're a beginner and you want to learn more after this episode, go listen to episode 51. That's called The Four Things You Need to Rank. So I want to make a note here before I go any further, okay? Because there are a lot of SEO agencies out there, and there are a lot of SEO consultants out there. But most of them focus on the wrong things, okay? This is an analogy. Imagine a race car, okay? Just imagine a race car. What does a race car need to be a great race car, okay? Well, it needs a big engine, or a powerful engine. Somebody's going to say, well, they don't have to be big because you... Okay, fine, whatever. Look, it has to have a powerful engine, okay? What else does it have? What else does it have to have? It must be aerodynamic, okay? That's probably important, right? It needs to have good suspension, okay? Because if you get to a curve, you want to make sure that your car stays on the road when you're turning, okay? So it needs to have good suspension, okay? And what else? Like, what else do race cars have? If you've ever watched a race... They usually have cool paint jobs. Like, they look pretty cool. Let's be truthful for a second. They usually look pretty cool, okay? So that's some things that race cars need to be effective race cars. Now, which one of those is the most important? Arguably the engine, okay? Arguably the engine is the most important thing, because if your race car doesn't accelerate quickly, if it's underwhelming when you step on the gas pedal, you don't have a very good race car, okay? I don't think you can really argue against that. The slowest car probably isn't the one that wins the race, okay? Now, most SEO agencies and SEO consultants will focus on the wrong things. So remember the race car analogy, right? Most SEO agencies and SEO consultants will focus on the paint job, okay? They will say, your race car needs a really good paint job. And you're like, I'm pretty sure that's not the thing that makes a race car fast. And they're like, no, you need a paint job. And then they will say, look at these cars that won the race. They have cool paint jobs. Therefore, you need a good paint job if you want to be fast. And like in your head somewhere, you're like, that doesn't really make sense. But here's the thing. If you're just starting out in the world of race cars, that might actually make sense. I mean, if you think about it, the car that wins the race probably looks pretty awesome, right? But the paint job is not the reason it won the race, okay? It won the race because it has a strong engine and it has good suspension and it has aerodynamics and it has all the other things. There's lots of other things, but I'm just picking like a couple right now, okay? The paint job is like the least important thing, okay? Most SEO agencies and SEO consultants do not understand that the paint job is the least important thing, and they concentrate on the paint job. And if you talk to them or if you hire them, they will say, well, we're going to put a really cool paint job on your car. Now, depending on how much you're laughing right now, you understand that that's not how it works. And I'm telling you, having done SEO for over a decade, okay, there are some things that do not matter no matter how much you focus on them. You can take a slow race car, give it an awesome paint job, and you still have a slow race car, okay? You need to focus on things like the engine and the suspension if you want a good race car. You don't need to focus on the paint job, okay? With that in mind, like I said, there are 200 things that are factored into ranking, but only four of them really matter enough that you should worry about them. I'm going to tell you what they are. And then if you have any need to learn more, you can go listen to episode 51. The first thing is don't have a penalty. Now, hold on for a second. Maybe you've never even heard of penalties. What's a penalty? Why are there penalties in SEO? You don't need to know about the different kinds of penalties right now. Just be aware that they exist. However, for those of you that want to learn about penalties, episode 2 explains some of the most common penalties. Let me just tell you very quickly. Your SEO can be perfect, okay? But if you have a penalty, it doesn't matter. You won't rank, okay? Penalties happen when you do something you're not supposed to do. That's all you need to know. Everything can be exactly how it's supposed to be. But if you have a penalty, you will not rank. Not having a penalty is the top priority in SEO, because if you have a penalty, anything else you do doesn't even matter, okay? Now, the good news, again, and again, we're not going to talk about different types of penalties in this episode. Just be aware that there are penalties. Now, but what should make you feel a little bit more relaxed is that it's almost difficult to get a penalty. Like, you have to actually consciously do things wrong. Maybe not consciously, but you have to do things wrong to get a penalty. Think of it like in high school, okay? Or like middle school, whatever. Think of a penalty as being a detention, okay? You have to really do something wrong. Like, obviously there's exceptions, okay? Like usually. But you have to really do something wrong to get a detention. Like, you have to swear at your teacher. Like, if you swear at your teacher, you're probably going to get a detention. So it's probably best if you avoid swearing at your teacher, okay? If you punch another student in the face, you're probably going to get a detention. So try not to punch any students in the face, okay? So, like, you understand, you have to specifically do things wrong to get a penalty. So just don't do them wrong. And listen to episode 2, it will explain the things not to do. But even if you don't listen to that episode because you're feeling lazy, you still are unlikely to get a penalty. But you still have to be aware, not getting a penalty is the highest priority in SEO. Okay, number 2, you need content. Content literally just means posts or articles or comments or words or images or literally anything, like anything that you put on your website, okay, is content. Your content, generally speaking, and again, go listen to episode 51, it explains this in detail, but your content, generally speaking, should be about whatever your website is about. So if your website is about blue widgets, if you're selling blue widgets, okay, have content about blue widgets, okay? And how to write your content is a little bit more specific of a topic that we're going to get into here, but you don't need to worry about it. You just need to have content that is relevant to your topic. It's very easy. You don't need to overthink it. Literally just write about the thing, okay? That's all you have to do. I want to be very clear here because this is a very common misconception. Remember how I said that most SEO consultants and most SEO agencies focus on the paint job, okay? They will tell you that lots of things are responsible for you ranking that are not responsible for you ranking. One of those things is the quality of your content. I want to be very clear about this. Search engines cannot tell the difference between good content and bad content. I don't care what you heard. I don't care who told you it. I don't care about anything because there are lots of people, most of them are content sellers, by the way, who try to say that good content will make you rank. That is not true. The search engines do not care if your content is right or wrong. They do not care if it is good or bad. They do not care if it is useful or useless. They do not care. And not only do they not care, they can't tell. Search engines cannot read your content and tell if it is helpful or not. Okay? Now, they have ways of estimating its helpfulness, but that's a different topic. And that estimation does not come from the content itself. If you have ever searched for anything and clicked on the first result and said to yourself, this website is bad, it's not correct, maybe you found factual errors in what was presented, okay, in the posts. That's probably true because search engines don't care if it's right or not because they can't tell, okay? If you've ever wondered, and this is more of an advanced topic, but I also have other episodes on this, if you've ever wondered why another website outranks yours, even though yours is better, it's because content does not matter when it comes to ranking, or at least the correctness or the usefulness of it does not matter when it comes to ranking. That's why it's possible for mediocre websites to rank higher than better websites. Remember, search engines do not give you the best website. They give you the website with the best SEO. That is so substantial, I'm going to say it again. Search engines do not give you the best website. They give you the website with the best SEO. So the third thing that you need, and these next two are not necessarily in order, okay? But the third thing that you need is relevancy, okay? And I kind of used this word before, but all relevancy means is what is the website about? If you're trying to rank your website for blue widgets, is your website about blue widgets? If you don't talk about blue widgets on your website, how would a search engine know that your website is about blue widgets? It wouldn't. Well, actually, that's not true. There's an advanced technique where you can give yourself relevancy without using the content, but that is an advanced technique. We're not going to cover it here. And the fourth thing that you need is authority. Authority is a measure of strength or a measure of popularity. You can think of being authoritative on the internet as being like a cool kid in high school, okay? It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how good at sports you are. It doesn't matter how funny you are. None of those things matter when it comes to being cool. Now, cool kids might have those traits, but those traits are not the reason they're cool. Okay? You need to understand this. Authority, by the way, comes from only one place on the internet. It comes from backlinks from other websites. What is a backlink? A backlink is a link from one website to your website. And you probably know that a link is the stuff you click on. Okay? That's pretty like straightforward. I'm not going to define that any further because if you're listening to this podcast, you've already clicked on at least one link. Anyways, authority only comes from backlinks from other websites. It only comes from backlinks from other websites. It does not come from anywhere else. And I know I just said that, but I'm going to tell you again because a lot of people confuse this. Authority only comes from links from other websites. It does not come from your own site. You cannot give yourself authority on your own site. Think about it. If you could do that, that would just like destroy the internet because everybody would give themselves as much authority as possible. Content does not get you authority. Nothing that you can do to your own website gets you authority. The only place you can get authority is backlinks from other websites. Now, side note, the majority of SEO involves getting backlinks from other websites, okay? And there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And if you do it incorrectly, it can hurt your website. And if you do it properly, it will help your website. And I have many episodes on this. If you are curious about this topic, I would listen to episode 21, okay, which is called Everything You Need to Know About SEO in 38 Minutes. And then if you want to know the difference between good backlinks and bad backlinks, I would listen to episode 37 and episode 39, which are called The Difference Between Good Backlinks and Bad Backlinks, Part 1, and The Difference Between Good Backlinks and Bad Backlinks, Part 2. But for now, all you need to understand is that authority is a very, very big ranking factor. Okay, it's a very big ranking factor, arguably the biggest, but I did not put it at the top of that list for a reason, because you need to avoid penalties and the other things. Just go listen to episode 51 if you want a load of detail about these things. Okay, so what have we learned so far? SEO is the process of getting websites to the top of the search engines for specific keywords. Why would we want to do that? Because we want to get more visitors. More visitors might turn into more purchases or whatever thing you're trying to do. Not everybody is trying to sell something, but generally speaking, they want SEO to get more traffic. Not always, but most of the time. Okay. How do we do that? We do that by recognizing that there are 200 factors that are involved, but we only really need to concentrate on four of them, which are not having a penalty, content, relevancy, and authority. And we don't care about things like what color the car is, because that doesn't make your car fast. Let's talk a little bit more about that. A lot of people will focus and obsessively focus on these things, you guys. They will obsessively focus on things like how good or bad your content is, which is not a ranking factor, how fast your page loads, which is not a ranking factor, unless your website takes a ridiculous amount of time to load, okay? But like for most people, that's not the problem, okay? Things that you can do to your own website are not really important. They're not really important. And there are people that focus on these things and they will charge you lots of money to go over your website and say, well, you need to change this title tag and you need to change this H1 tag and you need to make your website load faster because the search engines love fast websites. No. Like, let's be honest. Changing your title tag might actually make a little bit of a difference. It will help with relevancy. Okay, fine. Same thing with an H1 tag. Yes, if you properly use your H1 tags, yes, it will help you a little bit. Site speed, I would argue that that doesn't really do anything unless your website takes a really long time to load. But here's the thing. Things like title tags and H1 tags, are they important? Sure, they're important. But the reason that you're not at the top of the search engines is not because your H1 tag is wrong, okay? And it's not because your content isn't helpful enough. It's not possible to write content in a certain way, and then the search engines say, oh, this content is really good. Let's reward this website by putting them at the top of the search page. It doesn't work that way. Search engines do not reward you for writing good content, okay? Let's say this again, because this is so huge. Search engines do not reward you for writing good content by putting you at the top of the search engine pages, okay? That is not how SEO works. There are lots of people that will tell you that's how it works, and they are all waiting to sell you their content writing services, okay? But that is not how SEO works. There are plenty of great pages with superb content that do not rank because they do not have authority. Let me rephrase it one more time, okay? Search engines do not reward you for writing good content. It's not like school. In school, if you write a good paper, you get a 100%. You get an A. Yay! That is a reward for writing good content, basically. Search engines don't do that. Search engines do not reward websites that have good content. They reward websites that have good SEO. There are lots of websites with great content that do not rank because they have bad SEO. Okay, one more time, and then we're going to move on. Search engines do not reward you for writing good content. They reward you for having good SEO. So there's some other terms that you might encounter, and I want to define them for you here because that just makes everything better, doesn't it? Okay, you might hear about the terms white hat and black hat, okay? These aren't like official terms, but generally speaking, white hat SEO refers to doing things the way you're supposed to. And black hat SEO means doing things how you're not supposed to. So let's be very clear. All SEO is manipulation, okay? Some people say that, oh, we only do white hat SEO and we play by the rules and it's not manipulation. No, wrong. It's all manipulation. All SEO is manipulation. The purpose of SEO is what? To get websites to the top of the search engines, okay? You are manipulating the results to get the websites to the top of the search engines. Even if all you do is write really good content, which, by the way, won't make you rank, but even if that's all you do, why are you writing that good content? Because you want to be at the top of the search engines. Now, white hat SEO means doing things the way you're supposed to, okay? Rule following, okay? Black hat SEO means doing literally anything that works. Who cares if it's against the rules or not? Some people refer to themselves as gray hat, okay? It's not quite white, but it's not quite black. It's kind of in the middle. It's just a way to make people feel better about themselves for manipulating the search engines, which, by the way, again, is the purpose of SEO, okay? Anyways, some SEO, I would say that, okay, if we're being honest, I would say that most SEO is gray hat, but I tend to stay away from people who clearly define things because there's no reason to. Like, listen to this podcast, learn the difference between good SEO and bad SEO, and then don't do the bad stuff. Like, pretty straightforward. But here's the thing. They both work, okay? But black hat SEO, if you get caught, you will get a penalty. You'll probably get booted from the search engines, which is a forever penalty, by the way. And probably don't do it. So what I tell people, because I do get asked about this, what about black hat techniques? And what's funny, I feel like generally when I get that question, they don't know exactly what black hat techniques they're talking about. They just heard the term somewhere and they think it sounds cool, right? Like, it sounds cool. Like, I know the secret techniques and no one else knows them. I am a black hat agent of the SEO industry. It's like, you probably just read it on a forum somewhere. Like, can you give me an example of a black hat technique? By the way, I don't teach anything that's like super black hat. So no, I won't give you an example. I won't give you a specific example. Here's one example, okay, which is like beyond the context of this episode because this is an episode for beginners. But for example, if you set up your website to show a certain thing to humans and a different thing to search engines, that would be considered a black hat technique. And if you're asking yourself, why would I ever do that? You don't need to worry about the technique, okay? Just literally don't worry about it. Anyways, black hat stuff works and it can work very, very well. But it will eventually get discovered and then you're done. So if you care about your site, okay, and you plan on managing this website in the future, don't do black hat stuff. That's just my advice. But if you can't define black hat stuff, don't worry about it and that's not a problem. Let me kind of give you one more example. Some people will say that it's black hat to build backlinks. Okay, let's pause for a second. What is building backlinks? Okay, what do I mean by that? Remember how I said that authority comes from backlinks from other websites? Building backlinks is the process of getting those backlinks to your site. Okay, you need to get backlinks and there's lots of ways to do it. Go listen to episode 49, which is called The 4 Ways to Build Backlinks. Okay, you will know all about how to build backlinks if you listen to that episode, okay? But there are many ways to do it. Well, there's at least four. Well, let's just say there's four, okay? There's different ways to do it. The process of doing it is referred to as building backlinks, okay? Some people will say that it's bad. They will say that building backlinks is black hat, it's manipulative, and you shouldn't build backlinks. Okay, let me tell you, if you don't have backlinks, you don't have authority. And if you don't have authority, you don't rank. Period. Well, that's not actually true. Like, there's some cases, like with very, very low competition. But if you have very, very low competition, you probably don't need SEO in the first place because you have very low competition. So, on that note, let me tell you this. The overwhelming majority of every SEO campaign is building backlinks, okay? In the 14 years, which is technically 15 now, I should probably modify the intro to this podcast. But because, by the way, Grumpy SEO Guy is over 1 year old now, and it was 14 years when I started. By the way, thank you guys for listening to my podcast for over a year. Okay, so in over 15 years of doing SEO, the overwhelming percentage of what we do is build backlinks, okay? Why? Because it's the most important thing. People will argue with that. They will downvote me when I say that. I don't care because those people are generally content writers who want you to believe that they write content that will somehow make you rank. SEO does not work that way. If it did, I would do a big episode on it because I want to teach you how to do SEO, but it doesn't work that way. Like, there's tons. I would say there are probably millions, if not billions, let's keep it in the millions. I would say there are millions of web pages with amazing content that do not rank because they don't have authority. But every single website that ranks at the top of the search engines in a medium or competitive industry has authority. That's the reason it ranks. If you have competition, you need authority to outrank your competition. If you have very low competition, then possibly you can get by without needing as much authority. Okay? So I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, let's talk a little bit more about link building. Link building is necessary. Getting authority is necessary. And ideally, maybe it wouldn't be. It would be great if the search engines did not need links to denote authority to put you at the top of the search engines. But they do, okay? So because everyone else is doing it, this is going to be the worst analogy, okay? But just like keep going, okay? Because everyone else is doing it, you need to do it. You can kind of think of link building like steroids in pro sports, okay? Now, people are going to argue and say, oh, athletes don't use steroids. Bro, yes, they do. Okay. Like, just hard yes on that one. Yes, they do. When your competition is all using steroids, you also have to use steroids because just being genetically gifted and naturally talented is not enough. When your competition is also genetically gifted, naturally talented, and on steroids, okay? Who do you think is going to be a better athlete? Somebody who's naturally gifted and naturally talented, or somebody who's naturally gifted, naturally talented, and who uses steroids? That person is going to be better. That's your competition, okay? So here's the worst analogy ever, okay? You can think of black hat SEO as like steroids, okay? And you can think of like gray hat SEO as like using creatine or something, right? Like, I don't know. It's like the worst example ever. But the point is, even white hat SEO involves link building. So that's the worst analogy ever, but I'm going to leave it on there because I think it's hilarious. Somebody's going to disagree. I'm going to get emails. You're going to be like, professional athletes don't use steroids. And I know this because my friend is a professional athlete and he told me that they get tested. Okay, bro, guess what? Do you think that professional athletes have access to amazing scientists that can help you pass drug tests? They do. Anyways, look, here's the point. Professional athletes use steroids and you need authority to rank. So I'm not sure what else to say, but anybody telling you you don't need authority to rank doesn't understand SEO. They have never done SEO and they are probably trying to sell you a content package that will ultimately not help you. The last thing I want to say about backlinks is this, because this is extremely relevant. Backlinks are about quality. They are not about quantity, okay? Backlinks are about quality. They are not about quantity. In other words, you could have many, many backlinks. You could have hundreds or thousands of backlinks, okay? And then all of those could be worth less than one good backlink from a different website, okay? So I say this because a lot of people learn that they need backlinks and then they'll go out and they'll buy 1,000 backlinks, but they don't know anything about the backlinks. And they think 1,000, that's a lot. It's a lot, but they're pointless to get those because they're not going to help you. So listen to episodes 37 and 39 if you want, okay? They will tell you the difference between good backlinks and bad backlinks, okay? If you're going to buy backlinks or build them on your own or whatever, you need to know the difference between good backlinks and bad backlinks. But I just wanted to include in this episode that it is not about quantity. It's not about how many you have. I often get a question, something along the lines of, look at my competitor's website. They have, 40 backlinks and we have 1,000 backlinks. Why are they outranking us? Well, that's not the right question. You're right that backlinks matter, but it's not about the quantity. Anyway, if you understand this, you are already like 50% there at least. Okay, the very last thing that I want to tell you, because when we started this episode, we were talking about what is SEO, and then we examined it a little bit more closely and how to do it and why you need to do it and those kinds of things. I want to take a step back now and talk about some things that are not SEO, okay? Because a lot of people, when they're starting, they get a little bit confused, and that's fine. It's all on the internet, so it would make sense that you would get confused a little bit. Okay, you're not to blame because everything is confusing. I'm going to explain it for you, hopefully. SEO deals with getting to the top of the search engine results, right? We talked about that for your specific keywords, okay? But it only deals with something called organic search results. So there's two kinds of search results. There are organic search results, and then there are paid search results, or ad or sponsored or whatever. So depending on the search engine and depending on how they have it set up, because they change it, sometimes, but not always, when you search for something, you will have your organic search results. But then sometimes above that, and sometimes below that too, but we'll just say above for now, you will have ads or paid search results, or PPC, which is pay-per-click. Okay, that is totally different. That is when you pay money to the search engine every time somebody clicks on your ads. Okay, that is totally different. That has nothing to do with SEO. SEO does not stick you in the paid search results. You have to pay, you have to do a paid campaign. PPC, AdWords, that's what that is. It's completely different. It's completely different. It is not SEO. But I just want to say that because a lot of people get it confused. I was on a mailing list once for something completely unrelated, and the guy sent out this email, and he was just all like mad, and he's like, yes, and I don't get the traffic that I should because I do not pay money to the search engines to be at the top of the results. And I wrote him back, like, this is, again, totally unrelated to SEO, like this mailing list, but I emailed him back, and I was like, I'm like, just FYI, that's not how SEO works. And the reason that you get to the top of the search results is not because you're paying the search engines money. And then he responded and he's like, I don't know, he's complaining, like telling me that I'm wrong. And I'm just like, all right, I'm like, at the time I've been doing this for like 4 years. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this for 4 years. Like that's not how it works unless you're talking about paid search, but that's not what you're talking about. Anyway, don't get confused. PPC is totally different. It is totally different from SEO, okay? And again, if you're confused, don't feel bad, because I've been in many, many discussions with people, okay? And they say, so SEO, so that has to do with like CPC, right? Okay, CPC is an acronym for cost per click, okay? It is not an SEO term. CPC has nothing to do with SEO. CPC means how much are you going to pay every time somebody clicks on one of your ads, okay? That has zero to do with SEO. So just don't get them confused. I'm just telling you, okay? Okay, here's some other things you need to know. What is SEO? I already told you, but I'm gonna tell you again. SEO is getting websites to the top of the search engines. Okay, here are some things that SEO is not. SEO is not web design. SEO is not web design, okay? SEO is not web design, okay? SEO is not user experience or UX. SEO is not user experience. SEO is not content creation for the most part, okay? Yes, you need content on your site. It needs to be relevant, but that's about as far as it goes. SEO is not content creation. I even have an episode called Content is Not an SEO Strategy if you want to learn more about that topic. It's episode 43, okay? SEO is not conversion optimization. What is conversion optimization? Conversion optimization is modifying your website so that more people buy whatever it is you're offering, okay? Maybe it's rewriting the text so it's more convincing and people are more likely to buy it, okay? Maybe it's changing the color of the buttons. That is conversion optimization. That is not SEO. Search engines do not care what color your buy button is. Is it yellow? Is it orange? Search engines don't care. Therefore, conversion optimization is not SEO. None of those things I just said, with the like slight exception of content, none of those things cause a website to increase its rankings in the search engine results. Therefore, none of those things is SEO. Do not be confused by agencies and consultants that bundle all of them together and tell you that your social media is part of SEO or whatever, because it's not. And I didn't include social media in that list, but I should have, because social media is not SEO, despite the fact that people think that a million social signals, by the way, that's just not a real number. I'm just picking. It's not like you get a million and something happens. I'm just picking this number. Despite the fact that people think a million social signals will somehow help your SEO. Wrong, it won't. So I hope this episode has answered the question of what is SEO. And I hope, like, if you're a beginner, it theoretically makes sense now. Look, this was not really a how-to episode, okay? Most of my other episodes are how-to episodes. But this should give you an idea. Because have you ever tried to learn something and people just start teaching you stuff, but you have no idea what the reason or the function behind any of the stuff they're teaching you is for? I have. It's annoying. So this episode was not, here, do this, and then do this, and then do this other thing. And you're like, I don't know why I'm doing these things. Now, hopefully, you know what SEO is all about, and you have some sort of knowledge about how it might work. And then, if you want to learn how to do SEO, listen to some of the other episodes that I mentioned, and they will actually explain how to do the stuff. Your other option is to just scroll through the list of episodes and pick one that sounds awesome. I really hope that this was helpful and useful, and I hope that if you're a complete beginner, now you can at least say, cool, I understand what SEO is, I understand what SEO isn't, I have a basic understanding of what makes websites rank, even though I maybe don't understand exactly how to do them, I still know what I should do to make a website rank. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about rank and rent, everything you want to know.